Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Tap Room.
For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And the Buena Vista Social Club people will be arriving soon. It's teching at Shays, and it's their curtain up show. Big Broadway show.
Oh, I remember seeing it. It's so exciting. Fast-paced, great costumes. What a story.
It's a thrilling story. It's about a woman named Omara Portuondo, a Cuban singer. Is a real-life person, actually. And she's coaxed out of retirement to do a recording. And they do this recording, Buena Vista Social Club. And this reignites interest in her and in Cuban music and everything. And it's just one great Cuban song after another. It's a thrilling evening. And that is opening the Shays season. And I think people are going to be very, very happy.
Well, three people will be very happy because BTPM is giving away tickets for the Broadway tour.
Oh, and how, Peter?
How can you get these tickets?
Get a chance to win these tickets.
Well, actually, you have to go to the Facebook page of our sister station. That's BTPM Classical. But if you go to the BTPM Classical Facebook page and root around a little bit, you will find the instructions for the giveaway post for tickets. Winners will be chosen on Thursday, September 10th. We have three pairs of tickets for the Tuesday, September 15th show. So three chances to win. We wish all our listeners good luck with that.
And if you don't win the tickets, buy the tickets because it's a great show.
It is.
So the curtain up shows begin. O'Connell and Company is going to be doing Guys and Dolls out at Canterbury Woods. But then on the same night opening is Gulp at BUA. This is a very early gay musical. We're talking 1970s. It was the first time the word gay was ever used in the theater listings for the New York Times. Did you know that?
I didn't. Yeah, it does have some history. I mean, it was before, well, let's say Rent, just to pick one example.
Well, it's before La Cage aux Folles.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
We're going way back.
Way back. Well, Vinnie Murphy is directing it, and he even went to New York to meet one of the authors of this. They're really using this as an act of preservation of queer culture. And it's the story of a closeted lifeguard on the beach in Coney Island and the five men who help him come to terms with everything.
Now, can we just say Gulp, or do we have to say the full title? Gulp, the Gay Beach Musical. I love that second part.
I guess Gulp, G-U-L-P, I think in the radio people might understand Gulp, the Gay Beach Musical.
The Gay Beach Musical. That just sounds so retro.
It does. It even predates Charles Bush's Psycho Beach Party, a real bit of gay history at BUA opening September the 11th. And then the following night at the Alleyway Theater, the play Becky Shaw. The playwright is Gina Gianfrido, and it is from 2008, 2009. And it follows a disastrous blind date gone wrong. But I just think that a blind date gone disastrously wrong would be more accurate, right? Isn't that
right? Yours adds emphasis. The other is just plain out redundant.
So it is people making bad choices. That is Becky Shaw. And that is opening at the Alleyway Theater.
People making bad choices. If it weren't for that, Anthony, there would be no plays, no musicals.
There would be no theater at all. No, absolutely not. Now, I'm going to be at the Shaw Festival. We're going with a group to see Funny Girl. But then later in the month, I'm moderating a panel.
Again?
Yes,
tell.
But I'm totally intimidated. They just told me Sherry Flett is doing it.
Anthony Chase and Sherry Flett.
And then also Sanjay Talwar.
Love him. He's currently in a couple plays up there.
Well, and in one with Patrick Galligan.
Yes.
Who is also on the panel.
I'm so jealous.
Thank you. Well, you can come. You can see me talk to these incredible people. And as my brother always reminds me, I have an uncanny ability to coax actors to talk about themselves.
Such a difficult task.
Such a difficult task.
And yet you do it well.
So, and I will try to find something interesting about these people. Oh my God, they're among the most fabulous actors in the Canadian theater, which is to say among the most fabulous actors in the world. They're at the Shaw Festival this summer, and I will be speaking to them as part of Anecdotes and Stories from the Theater, hosted by Anthony Chase, and that is September the 25th, 10 a.m. at Shaw's Artist Village Hall, where I have never been before. I am really, really so excited about this. Last summer I did it. It was great fun this summer with just amazing actors. And we will talk about their lives in the theater and at the Shaw Festival. And then I'll see plays because there are matinees and evenings on that day. You can see Heartbreak House. You can see One for the Pot. You can see Sleuth, you know, all playing that day. It is going to be fantastic. For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.